Forehead. I know it is noisy, but just bring your attention, just follow the words. Bring your attention to your forehead and become aware of a brilliant light. Just brilliant light. And we become aware that this light, as it moves, it heals and soothes. And we follow the light as it expands itself into our head. This divine light, we just follow it in our head. And just like a stream of light, we watch it pour into our face. This brilliant light, just incredibly exquisite. We watch it come down in our neck. Just follow the light and a stream of light pouring in our shoulders and our arms. And just moving ever so beautifully into our hands. Just filling this frame of body with this light. Every finger is filled with this light and just radiating outwards. The light begins to pour into our chest and then at our heart chakra, which is located to the right of the physical heart. There is a thousand lotus. By the touch of this light, watch it open petal by petal. As it opens, all our heaviness begins to shed away. This is the heart chakra. We watch it open petal by petal, so very carefully. I call this place our home. This is where the silence is. Every petal also is a stretching rays of light outward. We watch the light pass this open lotus and just pours downward. Just follow it down to your feet. As if you're looking into the sunlight, that is the brilliance of this light. As we are sitting the way we are sitting, we are just like a transparency of this light. This our whole body and mind is filled with this divine light, and radiating outwards and stretching its rays far, far, every direction. Just watch yourself as a ball of light, sitting quiet, silent. Now our meditation begins. Just keep your attention either on the lotus or on the light, and keep very silence. If there is a thought that comes, let it come as we should let it go. We do not look at it, converse with it, or entertain it. We just shift our attention back into the light or the silence. Yogis in India right now holding their ears because they cannot believe they would have this type of music to a yoga. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're having fun.
Absolutely.
I know, they're having a wonderful time. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And we should adapt it.
What happened? I don't really know what was said.
Oh, he was saying that even though it came from the East, we have translated in our own culture to the more Western yoga. And it's true, that's the only way to really get the temperament of people that are there. That was just a joke about the yogis.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's not fair, you're too far away. Yes. Today, tonight I would like to give you guys a good news, and that is, really, I'm here not as a meditation instructor, but someone that hopefully be able to answer your questions and just a little bit clean up all the little stuff that we might call it obstacles to peace. And so let's start making sure that our meditation is being done correctly and we are having the correct result, and then we take it from there. Len, how was it for you tonight? Yes, yes, and it's absolutely nothing wrong with giving variation, but not in meditation. In other words, you can give it a lot of variation beforehand, a lot of variation leading to it, and also you can do many, many types of open eyes meditation that are different sensation for different. But meditation truly has to take you to silence. Why waste time? Just concentrate on silence. You know what I'm saying? So whenever there is just, I gotta do, I have this energy, I can, just be quiet. Just tell your mind to shut up, you know? And just be quiet. And if we don't start it, just in the simplicity of just going into silence, what happens is, I don't think we ever gonna go to the silence because the mind keep wanting different stuff to hold on to. But don't give up, because Just the fact that you're interested will find a way for you that you're comfortable in it. Now, maybe your meditation should be more of a walking meditation, which means not so much sitting down, maybe once or twice, every 2 to 3 days you can do that. But beside that, as you're in nature, you're on a bicycle, you're whatever you're doing, just do the meditation, just the variation of the meditation, whatever that keeps your mind in one place, you can do that time. But eventually, you must take the pacifier out and give him the right breath.
Yeah.
You know. So maybe by coming here every week, we worked on going to the silence more and more, so that when you're on your own, you're able to do it. So this is why sometimes when I am in the classes, I say, remember for which reason you arrived here. At that time, you're telling your mind, listen, next 20 minutes, I am not jumping from one branch to the other. I am just sitting. I don't care how hard it is for me to discipline myself. I'm going to sit down and do that. So we're going to do another round, and I'll help you a little bit and see if you can get a little bit more silence. How about you, Gordy? Is today been a better day for you than yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say I've learned that much.
Huh?
See, I've learned that much about meditation.
Yes, good,
just
good.
Like nothing. I don't even scratch the surface yet.
Yes. No, but you can say that. You can say that. Just the fact that you sit down and you have the intention to do it, is a lot of people won't even come here to sit down, guys. You know, that's a huge step. You come, you know, 3 times a week we see each other. So it's only been a month. You know, it's just hold on to it. How was it for you?
Just to clear my mind and stop thinking.
Clearing your mind, or was it distraction from outside?
It was both. Mm-hmm. It was the music, but also I just kept trying to think about things.
Okay, I'll come back to you. You need a bit of discipline.
Yeah.
How about for you, darling?
I was supposed to have a question, or is it okay?
It depends. Again, like what he was saying, Lenny. Eastern, they sit here. They cook like this. They can sit like this for hours. Now, some people believe that your back should be straight so that the energy can travel. I don't. I have been in India 12 times. And I've studied all of that. I know all about it. You know, what every finger means. I know all of that. But I tell you, if your body is not comfortable, you're not going to be in silence. So sit anywhere you want to. Plus, when you transcend, when you go into the state of samadhi or a state of beyond the conscious, you will bend anyway, you know. So just sit comfortably. If your legs has to be in front of you, let it be in front of you. So this is like westernizing it, because you are not used to sitting cross-legged for too long. Yeah. You could not meditate, could you?
Not really, no. I had a hard time just getting comfortable.
Yes, yes. What makes you comfortable? Let's talk about that. Do you think you maybe a chair or?
What makes me comfortable?
Sitting.
You know, it's just some outside things have made me uncomfortable.
Oh, I see.
But then I'm uncomfortable because I came in late, so I just sat here.
I know.
Because I don't want to walk over people, but I feel squished.
Okay. Unsquish yourself. Go sit anywhere you want to. Yes, please. Please, we don't want to waste this few minutes we have together. Now, I'm going to ask you to do certain things, and Richard, if you could turn on that noise of the heater, I would really appreciate, because that's really plugged. I want everybody to close your eyes and ask your mind to give you thoughts. Just keep saying, give me another thought, another thought. As many thoughts as you can.